word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, today we've come to the end of our series on Psalm 119. It's taken us a long time. In fact, it's taken us longer than I thought. When I started this series, I thought it would be for maybe a month or 6 weeks, and now we're going into, I don't know, a couple, maybe 3 months. And so we're about to finish. Today is the last one. 35 times in Psalm 119, David used the phrase, "Thy word." And he spoke about it in many different ways. He said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." He spoke about the word of God being a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He spoke about God's word in so many different ways. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to the previous broadcast. Maybe take time to go back from the beginning and listen to this broadcast every day. It may be by way of devotional. Now, you can go back and find the earlier broadcasts at the website. They're all there from the first broadcast in this series, from the beginning of Psalm 119, all the way through the conclusion that we'll do today. Just go to the website, www.considerhisword.org. Click on radio, and there you'll find all of these broadcasts there. And you may have to scroll back quite a ways to get back to number one. And they are numbered. And so you can go back and start at number one and go all the way through. Today will be the 23rd part of this broadcast. Never thought it would take this long and bring us this far into the Scripture. But personally, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed doing this study. I've enjoyed teaching about it. And I hope that it's been a blessing to you as well. So again, www.considerhisword.org. Go check it out. Now, I mentioned that 35 times in Psalm 119, David used the phrase, "Thy word." In the Psalms, there is one more. There is one more verse. Now, it's not in Psalm 119. It's actually in Psalm 138. I call this the orphan. These are the only places in Psalms that the phrase "thy word" is used. 35 times in Psalm 119, and then in this psalm here, Psalm 138. Let me read it. It's Psalm 138 and verse 2. He says, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." Here he spoke about magnifying the word of God. I love this passage of Scripture, and would be great passage for you to have written down somewhere. When you go to the house of God to worship, whether it be on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning or whenever it is that you go to church to worship the Lord. Now, I know you can worship the Lord anywhere, but the Bible tells us that we ought to come together. Don't forsake the assembly, but gather together with unbelievers where you can come and there worship the Lord together. The Bible does teach us to have corporate worship as well as private worship. And so whether it's private or whether it's public, he said, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." there are two things that he told us we ought to worship the Lord for, two things we ought to praise the Lord for. One was his loving kindness. God loves you so much. He loves you so much, he sent his son to die on a cross for you, and he loved you so much, he gave you his word so that you would know how to live for him and how to hear from him. That's why it's important that you study the word of God and important that you be in the word of God. That as you bow yourself toward God, you thank him for how he loved you. And then he said, not only thank him for his loving kindness, but then for his truth. God gave us his truth. The truth that is absolute can be found in the word of God. What I really want to look at today, though, is that final statement where he says, "For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." To magnify means to make bigger. You know, we use a magnifying glass to make things bigger. I used to love looking at things under a magnifying glass. In fact, I still occasionally do that. I have one here in my desk that I'll pull out, and actually, it's usually because I can't see something, and I'll pull out a magnifying glass to make it bigger so I can get a closer look. But to magnify means to make bigger. And he says that thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In another version of the Bible, I want to read it from there. Psalm 138, 2 in the New Living Translation says, "I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I will give thanks to your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, because your promises are backed by the honor of your name." What a great way to say it. That his promises are backed by the honor of his name. And as we go through and study the Word of God, and we've studied all of these passages where the Scripture said, "Thy Word," we see how David magnified the Word of God. And he magnified the Word of God because, you see, the Word of God is amazing. If you've not spent any time in the Word of God, you really will have a difficult understanding about how amazing the Word of God is. You know, it's amazing in how God can speak to us in his Word. Can't tell you how many times I've been going through a trial or been going through a hard time, and I can pick up the Word of God and there find comfort, and there find direction, find wisdom. God will give you everything that you need in his Word. Everything that you need to live, everything that you need to make a decision about, you know, you can find the answer in the Word of God. His Word is amazing. It's amazing the way it speaks to us. It's amazing the way that it has stood the test of time. You have before you in the Word of God a book that is some 2,000 years old, a book that still remains a bestseller, a book that has changed people's lives for countless generations, a book that has touched so many people in so many ways, a book where God can communicate directly to you and speak to you, that you'll know his thoughts, and you know what he wants you to do, and where he wants you to go, and how he wants you to give your life to him. His word is amazing. I also want to say that God's word is awesome. Now, I know that we use a phrase a lot these days, and it's become kind of almost meaningless when we say that something is awesome. But when we say something is awesome, it means that we're talking about something that just takes our breath away. You know, when we look at a sunrise or a sunset and it just takes our breath away, and all we can do is just stand there in awe and see the beauty of God's creation. To just take in that moment and just absolutely be overcome by how great and how mighty and how wonderful and how beautiful our God is. And God's word is also awesome. It can take your breath away. To be able to read of the depth of love that God has for you, to read of the depth that God's care for you. He said, "Casting your care upon him, for he cares for you." You know, it's awesome in the sense of its prophecy. You go back and study Daniel and see how all of those prophecies came true of Daniel, and how much more they'll come true in ages to come. Oh, so many people get excited about Revelation. I do. I love to read the book of Revelation. And I love to see the things unfolding today that reveal the things of the Word of God. God's book is awesome. And I would encourage you, if you don't have a good Bible, go and invest in a good study Bible. And let God speak to you. Touch on that also. You see, the Word of God is not only amazing and awesome, God's Word is available. God didn't hide His Word from us. He didn't put it in the back of some dark cave. Now, men did that. Men tried to hide it from being destroyed. But see, as many times as the Word of God was attacked, and as many times as people tried to wipe out the Scripture, they could not do it. God's Word has stood the test of time, and it's an amazing thing that we have it today, that His Word is available today. You know, there was a time when the church would tell people, don't read the Bible. They would say that because they were doing things that were not in the Bible, trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. I want to encourage you to read the Bible. In fact, you ought to go back and check everything your pastor says by the Word of God. Check everything I say by the Word of God. Let the Word of God be your measure. You see, it's available. You know, there are places where you can find free Bibles. You can read the Bible online. It's available everywhere. You can read it on your computer. I read my Bible every morning on a tablet. There's some great programs out there for reading the Scripture through in a year, or reading the New Testament in a month, or whatever it is. The Bible is so accessible to us on our computers, on our tablets, on our phone, in the book. The Word of God is so available. I don't know why anybody would not have a copy of Scripture available to them. You know, I have the Word of God within arm's reach of me just about always. There's not hardly a moment a day that I cannot reach somewhere and pick up a copy of the Scripture. It's available to us. God has made it available to us. He wants you to hear from Him. He wants you to read the Word of God. He wants you to come to a closer relationship with Him by knowing His Word. And then I want to mention this, that the Word of God is authoritative. The Word of God has authority. We ought to measure everything by the Word of God. We ought to measure our life according to the Word of God. We ought to measure our church according to the Word of God. What about your business? Is it a biblical business? Are you following biblical principles in your business? The Word of God is authoritative. God speaks, and it's true. God speaks, and you can count on it. God has made promises, and you can count on those promises. God will keep His promises to you. He said, thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. God has made His word bigger, and it's available to you to go and read it and study it and handle it. What a blessing it is to be able to pick up the Word of God and hold the truth of God in your hand. What a blessing. We often take the Word of God for granted. We ought to be thankful that we can have a copy of the Word of God. I want to encourage you to get a copy on your phone, or your tablet, wherever. Go to the bookstore and get you a good Bible. Our time is gone for today. It's been great. God bless you. Join us again when once again we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.